Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. And just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is the year of your birth, ma'am?
1966.
66, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me write this 66. All right, ma'am, and just for what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
My BSA.
Okay, would that be, I have associate degree, bachelor's degree, or master's degree, or professional
Passed
degree?
Passed all of that. It's a nursing degree.
Okay, so pass, so be like a professional degree, right? I can put it on that.
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, and can you tell me what is your race?
I'm African-American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and are you registered to vote or, like many people, not registered?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when thinking about the direction in which the, you know, city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Well, when you talk about the direction, are you talking about the mayor's direction, the city of Philadelphia, the Congress, the council? What are you talking
since it's a political survey, ma'am, yes, that's what they're talking about, direction, you know, of the city. Yes.
What is going through or what has been through? Like, what it, like you got to see, this survey is not clear because we have new elects in Philadelphia.
Okay.
New mayor.
Okay, that's
new,
what that's what they put generally speaking, okay, because it's not like, you know, just one thing. It's like they're talking about everybody, you know, on the city.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, and how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and here's a list of issues. You know, which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three, okay? The first one would be gun violence, homelessness, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, city services like trash pickup, jobs and economy, public school funding, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, crime and public safety, public transportation, the cost of housing and rent, or corruption in city government?
Corruption in city government and gun violence.
Gun violence, okay.
And the corruption in city government.
Okay, so they're just gun violence and corruption in city government.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be your, okay? All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups, you know, people, using a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you neither warm or cold, like a neutral. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know or never heard that people or groups, just let me know, okay, and I'll move to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one will be your local police officers from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
5.
Governor Josh Shapiro.
2.
Okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
Eight.
Okay, Police Commissioner Kevin Basil.
5, because I know of them. But.
The Philadelphia City Council.
2.
2. The Philadelphia Police Department.
No, when we say it again, it's 2 high or low or 8 high or low. I'm getting confused a little bit.
Okay, zero is like very cold and unfavorable. So that's your dislike.
Okay, so I'll say 5. Zero, 5.
5.
Police
okay.
officers 5.
Mm-hmm. 5. Okay, the Philadelphia Department of Streets.
Maybe a 3.
3? The council member, Kenyatta Johnson.
Kenyatta. 3.
Yes. 3.
3.
Okay. 3. Then SEPTA.
Who?
SEPTA.
5.
It's not abbreviated. 5. Okay.
The Southern Transportation Acceptance. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Southeastern
Southern Transportation. Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
You know, that's pretty hard because she just started. So to be fair.
Just your opinion as right now, as you can have a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Okay. The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Would that be
strongly disagree?
I disagree. Yes. Okay. All right. All right. And here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. Okay. For each one, please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. Will you level satisfaction, with each issue in your neighborhood? Where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue, okay, in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You may select any number. Okay, the first one will be access to public transportation.
Oh, 0. Number 1.
0.
Is 1.
Yeah. Okay. The conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
3.
3. The quality of education in public schools.
0.
0. Public safety.
0.
Access to affordable housing.
0.
The availability of good paying jobs.
I don't even know how to rate that because I've been on mine for 28 years. 5. I'm going to say 5.
5. Okay, what about the condition of roads and infrastructure?
Roads, you said?
Yes, roads,
4.
4? And then the cost of rent?
I wouldn't know about rent. I own my house. But maybe 5. I don't know.
5. Okay, 5 is neither satisfied or not dissatisfied. Okay.
Yeah, 5.
All right. Okay, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Worse.
Okay, getting worse. Okay. All right, and would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Are you talking about mine or in general?
Right here be like maybe yours, okay, your salary, just keeping up with cost of living, but staying the same or falling behind?
Staying the same.
Staying the same, okay. All right, ma'am, below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on, okay? Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3, okay? The first one will be paying down debt, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, groceries, education, recreation and entertainment, healthcare, including prescription drugs, gas, child care, public transportation, and personal care.
Utilities,
but I have utilities, gas, electricity, and internet all together, okay? That's going to be all together.
So that's just say utilities. Because it's gas, electric, water, that's all that, the utilities.
I guess that's why they put that, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. What so utilities is one. Food is two.
Food. Okay. Let me see.
Like groceries. Okay. Groceries is food, I think. I have groceries.
Yes.
Food.
Yes, I got it. Groceries and what else?
I forgot what else you said.
Okay, education, recreation and entertainment, healthcare, including prescription drugs, gas, childcare, public transportation, and personal care, and rent and paying down debt.
Personal care.
Personal care, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. All right, man, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Okay, and how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week,
well,
a few times a month, rarely or never?
I never see it, but I have citizens, so it shows up, so that I'm going to say a couple of times a month.
Okay, so a few times a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount of, on the police department?
Too little.
Too little. All right. All right, now here's a list of actions that, you know, that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this, you know, this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer in the city, if the city implements it, okay? Here's
okay.
The first one. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safe?
A little safer.
Okay, what about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
A little safer.
Okay. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
A little safer.
A little safer. Okay. What about close the open-air drug market in Kensington?
Okay. Close, open, what do you mean?
Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Well, I don't know anything about that, so I can't even answer that. I don't know. Because
okay,
I don't know
so,
about Kensington.
Okay, so be...
Say, but I don't understand what you're asking the question. You say close the market in Kensington?
Yeah, that's what they want to... That's what some of the things the city government is doing or is going to implement in the future.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a market in Kensington. So I don't.
Yeah, it's an open air drug market in Kensington.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Open drug market.
Yes.
That's important. So,
okay, so would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or
nah,
not safe?
That, cause those people don't bother you. A little safer.
A little safer. Okay,
they bother
okay.
themselves. They're not bothering you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The other one said hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create new 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
That's somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer. Okay, and the other one be begin sending residents suffering from drug addictions and mental illness to treatment centers rather than, you know, releasing them back on the streets.
Yes, somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
I actually watch her a lot. She seemed a little bit like she knows what she want to do, but she needs people behind her to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't say that the gun violence here, like all the stuff that y'all mentioned, those people, they are down there on Kensington, but they're not bothering human beings. They bother themselves. They're not bothering anyone. The drug violence starts, the gun violence is just on the streets of Philadelphia really bad, really bad. So to me, that's something that I think that she needs to tackle, but she needs a whole army behind her to tackle that situation.
Okay, so you actually want for her to tackle that personally, right?
No, I don't want her to do it personally. She needs somebody behind her to help her do that, but that's
okay.
Something that needs to be attacked.
Okay, one. To deal with would that be like you're talking about youth violence and
gun violence?
Or,
period. Youth, adult.
Okay.
I don't care what type
okay.
it is, but she can't do it by herself.
Okay. Okay. So. But you say she can't do it by herself, right? For herself.
Yeah, she can't do everything by herself.
Let me just write this down real quick so it'll be... Okay, ma'am, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council, okay? Please indicate
mm-hmm.
the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items, okay?
Okay.
The first one will be improve public transportation, get guns off the street, improve the city's infrastructure, improve our schools and education, hire more police officers, reduce juvenile crime, remove homeless encampments, foster a small business and local jobs, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, tackle the opioid crisis, invest in community development, and support more affordable housing.
Yeah, y'all did 27 things, and my brain is not...
okay, I'm
so
going to read them again, and you can... the first one would be improve public transportation, get guns off the street.
Guns off the street is one.
Okay, improve the city's infrastructure, improve our schools and education.
Schools and education.
Okay, hire more police officers, reduce juvenile crime.
Reduce juvenile crime.
Okay, them three, okay?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in the Mayor's Parker, you know, in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each
mm-hmm.
one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, okay, where 10 means that you strongly support it, 5 means that neither support nor oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one say invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
5.
5. Okay, provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
5.
Okay, keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
9.
Okay, invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
5.
Okay, provide $100 million for treatment and Triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
5.
Okay, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with, you know, vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
Maybe 7.
7. Okay, add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
6.
Okay, invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
7.
And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
5.
Okay.
You should clean the room, sir.
Okay, ma'am, we're almost finished with this survey, okay? We only have a couple more minutes, and we should be done. I really appreciate your time, okay? As you may know, Mayor Parker plans to on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid, you know, or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending the work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to the, you know, to be back in the office full time?
Opposed.
Would that be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right, ma'am, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
I need the support or support. Neither one.
Neither one. All right, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia, you know, public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose that decision to end the city's
I oppose that decision. I oppose that decision. Okay. Strongly opposed.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. All right, ma'am. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. How often would you say you watch, listen, or read about news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week?
Every day.
A few times?
Every day.
Every day. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative. All right, and do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friend or something
own.
Else?
Own.
Homeowner, okay. All right, and which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm straight.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No, I'm a woman. No trans. Okay. I'm not a transgender.
No, right? No, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No children. Okay, and for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020? Oh, God. Who ran this one? I think I was Biden, right?
Yes, I got Joe Biden, the Democrat, Biden. Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else? Biden. Okay.
Biden.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, ma'am, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from, okay? YouTube, local news stations, X or Twitter, New York Times, CNN, Power 99, TikTok, Facebook, Philadelphia Inquirer, Fox News, NPR, WHYY, Philadelphia Daily News, or Washington Post.
Fox News.
Okay, watch Fox News.
Can you repeat them again?
YouTube, local news stations.
Local news stations.
X or Twitter. New York Times. CNN. Power 99.
CNN.
CNN. Okay, gotcha. All right, ma'am, and last question. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate be fine?
128.
Okay, so I have 100,000 to 250,000. Okay, so right there?
100 to 200.
Okay, okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, okay?
Thank you.
And your patience. I really thank you for
your time. Thank you very much. All right.
Bye-bye.